USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of three more provincial capitals on Wednesday and now control about two-thirds of the country. Intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within 30 days. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Taliban's offensive is something that officials are watching with deep concern. He tells Fox News that the Department of Defense is working on expanding its counterterrorism capabilities in the region should they be needed.
We're obviously concerned about any resurgence of Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist network in Afghanistan. It's not like they all permanently left. We know that there are groups like ISIS that are still operating inside Afghanistan. And one of the reasons why we are working hard to make sure we have in place over-the-horizon counterterrorism capabilities to be able to forestall any future threat emanating from Afghanistan to the homeland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Oregon's governor is under fire for signing a law eliminating some requirements for the state's high school students to graduate. Lance Pry reports.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the White House is looking for ways to curb rising gas prices, as prices are up an average of about a dollar over a year ago. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called on the OPEC nations to speed up their measures to return production to pre-pandemic levels. The administration also asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the domestic market to see if anti-competitive behavior is behind any increase in gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers,
you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz stopped an attempt to quickly pass a massive overhaul of the nation's election systems. Tim Berg reports.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, for the people. It is instead for the politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the producers of Jeopardy have announced their choices to replace Alex Trebek as the host of the long-running Daily Quiz Show. The show's executive producer Mike Richards has been named as the permanent host of the syndicated show, while Big Bang Theory star Mayim Bialik will host the show's primetime and spin-off series. The show has been using a rotating roster of guest hosts during their search to replace Trebek, who passed away in November 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.